Oswego Safe Haven Museum is marking 70 years since Fort Ontario served as a camp for Jewish refugees fleeing Europe during World War II. WRVO's Gino Gerentino spoke with one Oswego resident who lived near the fort at the time and her long-lost friendship with one refugee.
Frances Enright was 18 years old when the 982 Jewish refugees were brought from Italy to Oswego to stay at the decommissioned Fort Ontario barracks. They were called guests of President Franklin Roosevelt, but they spent their first weeks quarantined behind a chain-link fence. Enright, like many others in the community, was interested in meeting their new neighbors. Armed with an autograph book, she started gathering signatures.
The biggest gift you could give someone for their birthday wasn't like today's gifts of, you know, electronics and stuff. It was a simple 50-cent book, and so I had a new autograph book given to me by my girlfriend. So I always took it with me. So I had the book with me and I went across the street and started talking to the refugees.
Enright says she quickly bonded with the refugees because she could speak Italian, including one young woman named Eva.
We had a connection. They liked the Italian people because they were nice to them when they were over there. So I started conversing with them. And then, of course, I had my autograph book and I asked them to sign it. So I have all the signatures of my friends.
That little autograph book continued to play a big role in Enright's life 59 years later. Over time, she lost contact with every refugee that signed their name, including Eva. But Enright never let go of that autograph book. Fast forward to 2003. Enright was called in to work at the Safe Haven Museum by the museum's vice president to cover for her. Not one to disappoint, Enright went. When the vice president returned, Enright says something amazing happened.
I was looking at my book, and the vice president said, could I see it? So I showed her, and she went, oh, my God, oh, my God. I had no idea what she was reading, because in my book, all my friends wrote little jokes and funny things. And you know what it was? The girl that signed my autograph book 59 years ago, she was the guest that was coming that day.
Enright and Eva kept in touch ever since, becoming close friends. Enright was even invited to Eva's grandson's bar mitzvah a couple years ago. In her letters back and forth to Eva, Enright says she also learned about what had happened to Eva's family during the war, like many others that were left behind.
This young girl, she came home from school. Her cousin ran to meet her, and she said, they took your father. So when she went home, her grandmother said, would you bring this bag of things to your father? It was like shaving things, maybe a change of clothes. And when she got there, they said he won't be needing that where he's going.
Enright says Eva's father was sent to a concentration camp where she says she believes he later died. But Enright says learning from the refugees what had happened so many miles away to innocent people has made her more aware of similar problems the world faces today. This weekend's reunion might be the last time the museum honors refugees while they're alive. Museum officials say within the next decade it will start holding memorials instead of reunions. But while Oswego honors 70 years since those Jewish refugees stepped foot into the port city, Enright says the story of Fort Ontario and those 982 people needs to be remembered, because it could happen again today.
I think the American people realize that when a country needs help, listen. Don't just put a deep fear and say it's not our problem, because it is our problem.
In Oswego, I'm Gino Gerentino for WRVO News.